A reading from Matthew 23:37-39. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those who sent to you, how often have I longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were not willing. Look, your house is left to you desolate. For I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord is a line from Psalm 118, which is processional. And in a way, it's laying the foundation for Jesus' entry into Jerusalem as on a donkey, in this case. It's a colt, actually. And we call it now Palm Sunday. To celebrate this, it'll be the first day that he is in Jerusalem. But what I really am responding to here is just the beauty of Jesus's lament. And what is he lamenting? And he's lamenting David's city, the city of the temple, the city of God, and how it has fallen so far.
Well, Jesus clearly is in the flow of Hebrew Jewish history. Even though we said yesterday that he's calling the nations, that's his beginning point. And Jerusalem was the place of Zion, that was the house of God. That house, Jesus would say, was to be a house of prayer for all the nations. But there was a uniqueness there. But people in the history of Israel had always had this challenge that the place became the idol rather than as an experience of meeting God. And so even Jeremiah has this declaration, you declare Jerusalem, 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 as if their confidence is in Jerusalem. And basically Jeremiah tells them, God has already left Jerusalem. You've put your confidence in the wrong thing. And Jesus here, looking at this same Jerusalem, cries out, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. It's out of the compassion of his heart. He's in some way saying, here I am so close to you, the representative from God the Father himself. I am the way. I am the good shepherd. I am the gate. I have all these things you've been longing for. And here I am in the flesh, and you're going to miss it. And there's a sense of anguish in his voice. This is his compassion declaration that, oh, he longs for the people, his own people, to be drawn into relationship along with all of the nations, but they're missing it.